Page 168. Solar.
His name was Tom Aldous. He told the chief in that first chat that he had applied to work at the center because he thought the planet was in danger, and that his background in particle physics might be of some use, and that when he saw that Beard himself was going to lead the team, Beard of the Beard-Einstein conflation, he, Tom Aldous, excitedly assumed that the center would have as its prime concern solar energy, particularly artificial photosynthesis, and what he called nanosolar, about which he was convinced. "Solar energy?" Beard said mildly. He knew perfectly well what was meant. "Yes," Aldous smiled. "Coal and then oil have made us, but now we know burning the stuff will ruin us. We need a different fuel, or we fail, we sink. It's about another industrial revolution, and there's no way around it. The future is electricity and hydrogen, the only two energy carriers we know that are clean at the point of use." "So, more nuclear power. Dirty, dangerous, expensive. But you know, we've already got a nuclear power station up and running, with a great safety record making clean energy converting hydrogen to helium at no cost. Nicely situated 93 million miles away. You know what I always think, Professor Beard? If an alien arrived on Earth and saw all this sunlight, he'd be amazed to hear that we think we've got an energy problem. Photovoltaics. I read Einstein on it. I read you. The conflation is brilliant. And God's greatest gift to us is surely this, that a photon striking a semiconductor releases an electron. The laws of physics are so benign, so generous. And get this, there's a guy in a forest in the rain and is dying of thirst. He has an axe and he starts cutting down the trees to drink the sap, a mouthful in each tree. All around him is a wasteland, no wildlife. And he knows that thanks to him, the forest is disappearing fast. So why doesn't he just open his mouth and drink the rain? Because he's brilliant at chopping down trees. He's always done things this way. And he thinks that people who advocate rain drinking are weird. That rain is our sunlight, Professor Beard. It drenches our planet, drives our climate and its life. A sweet rain of photons, and all we have to do is hold out our cups. You know, I read this guy saying somewhere that less than an hour's worth of all the sunlight falling on the Earth would satisfy the whole world's needs for a year. Worth it for the planet. For our future, Professor Beard.
Ian McEwan, Solar, 2010.